the Word of God. It's quick, it's powerful, it's sharper than any two-edged sword. Okay, this is the challenge.
The challenge. The challenge. The challenge.
It's to memorize scripture so that we as believers in Jesus Christ, we're equipped with the weapon of the word to stand our ground in the very moment that we need it. It's like a hammer that breaks into pieces even the most stubborn rock of resistance.
And sometimes I feel like, man, there's things that I'm going through that might take a lifetime, but I have to have faith.
Listen. Talk about it.
Every Monday and Tuesday, 9:30 a.m. on Being Real with Owen Farley. You are being challenged to change here on Impact 103. Rise to the challenge.
All right, it's time for Challenge for Change again. New month, new time that we have together. But I actually had this amazing interview with someone that actually had the courage to say, count me in. I want to do this challenge and put in the effort to actually go through the scriptures, learn them. And her name is Samantha. What a champion. What an absolute champion. And actually, I want to play a little bit of the interview that I had with her. Why did you want to join Challenge for Change?
My heart, everything about me is about Jesus. I love the Lord so much. I pursue God as much as I can. And I know that God has been challenging me to get back into the Word again.
How have you actually found the challenge that we've been going through?
I found it quite challenging in the sense of time. And also, because being a mom and having pregnancy brain, my memory is just terrible. Once you've had a child, you just remembering scriptures is quite a challenge in itself. Okay. So I'll remember the numbers, I'll remember the scripture name, but then I'd have to constantly read it, constantly. I also found the Amplified quite difficult to memorize version.
Yes, doing Amplified, that's very true. So have you had any experiences now throughout the week that you've actually been like meditating on this and actually putting it into practice on learning the scripture?
I had an encounter with the Lord on Saturday.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
The fire of God was all over me.
That is fantastic.
I was prostrate on the floor and yes, so for me, John 6:63 is very much where my heart is at the moment.
Wow, amen. Okay, so final question. How did this challenge help you? Did it help you in any way?
I think when you're meditating on the word, and the difference is if just reading it doesn't generally help unless you're actually chewing on the word. And for me, like three scriptures, for me, one scripture could be enough for me specifically if it really touches me. Mm. And meditating and chewing on it, I think if you allow the Holy Spirit to really penetrate and let it go down to your spirit, the Word of God will actually change how you see things and how you see people. And also, I just found that my joy came back as well. Yeah, I've had a few challenges in the last couple of years.
Honestly, this makes me so happy because this is what the whole challenge is really about. It's about us coming into our own personal encounters with Jesus through the power of his word. So for the fact that like one of these scriptures just really stood out to you, specifically John 6:63, that the spirit is the one that gives life, and for you to say I really found my joy again through this, that for me is like Lord, it's worth it. That's fantastic.
Yes, and also that we cannot walk in the flesh, just as that scripture says. Amen. If we're not walking in the spirit, we cannot accomplish what God has called us to do. We cannot be Jesus to people. I personally know that. And the more you grow with the Lord, the more you can distinguish between the flesh and the spirit, I believe. Right. And I know when I've stepped out in the flesh and I've gotten upset or angry.
Exactly. I mean, yes. you know exactly what's in your heart and in your mind in those moments. So it's fantastic.
Yes. I was quite nervous yesterday. I was like, oh no, let me hide.
But you actually stepped out in courage to do it. So fantastic. That was great. Isn't that like, oh my gosh, like I'm actually just like, Lord, woo. It's just really beautiful, the fact that someone can do that, you know? What like hit me so much was the fact that she did the work to do it, and then she had an encounter with God.
And it's like the word as well, you know, it's not that the more you eat, the more full you become. The more you eat, the more hungry you become.
Right.
And it creates within you a desire to have more, and it awakens you. And it's so incredible to even hear what happened, you know, as you say.
Exactly.
It's just like a transformative thing.
Yeah, one thing that she said, just to give you a background of who she is, okay, she's a stay-at-home mom in Joburg, okay? She was a graphic designer, but she said in the interview that she was hungry for the supernatural. And that's why she like took the actual challenge, and that God gave her a word for this year. How crazy is this? God gave her a word for this year that she needs to be brave. And that's why she stepped into doing the challenge.
But I like that also she was expecting something out of it. And that's exactly what she got.
Exactly.
Supernatural manifestation.
Exactly. And,
but also it didn't just come because, hey, that's all she was praying for. She had to take a certain step. She had to start meditating on scripture and making it habitual. And therefore there was a manifestation
Come
of God's
on.
Word in her life.
Come on. Okay, so quickly, if we take a look, I gave you these papers a little bit before. Is there scriptures there that jump out at you? Because our new topic is grace.
For me, it's got to be Romans 5:17, and I'll tell you why. Scripture says, for if because of one man's trespass, death reigned through that one, much more surely will those who receive God's overflowing grace and the free gift of righteousness, putting them into right standing with himself, reign as kings in life through that. Okay, I'm not even going to finish it. But for me, it's that emphasis of if that one man's trespass or sin had so much weight over you, mm-hmm. how much more my grace for you? How much more, like if it could have that much weight and impact in man's outcome,
yeah.
Imagine if I, the difference, which is grace, myself, Christ, came. I'm here to turn things around.
Exactly.
How much more will my grace abound over my people?
I love it.
Did I ever think about that?
I love it. And you?
Say Romans 6, in verse 6 it says here, we know that our old, unrenewed self was nailed to the cross with him, in order that our body of sin might be made ineffective and inactive for evil, that we might no longer be slaves of sin. One thing I realized in my walk with God personally is that as was said in the interview, is that when you're walking in the Spirit, you no longer fulfill the desires of the flesh, and you can't perform God's will for your life while you're walking in your flesh, because naturally you lean towards sin. But in God's grace, He allows you to be aligned in a place to be able to walk in His will and walk without that sin.
So what I think we're going to do for this month is that we're going to take the three that like have stood out for us, Romans 5:17, Romans 6:6, and then the one that's been standing out to me is James 4:6, which is about if you humble yourself, that's when God will give you grace. All right, guys, thank you so much for joining me for Challenge for Change. And let's get learning.